And hello, this is Dawn Williams. You are listening to Technology for Seniors, where every day at 12 noon, we talk about technology and we give daily tips for our seniors, their relatives, family, and friends. I realize most of my listeners are millennials and Generation X, but I want you to share these episodes with an elderly person in your community so that we can promote independence. Today's subject will be recognizing those scammers online that be in your inbox. I'm gonna write the title just like that be in your inbox, you know? So before we even get started, so you can understand what is this lady talking about, let's take a commercial. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back. Okay, first of all, I don't know if you've seen it, I've seen it, where you see Dr. Phil, no shade to Dr. Phil, but you see these talk shows where like these older people, and these be baby boomers. I can't even like say these are my silent generation. You know, all y'all up in your 80s and all that 90s. No, these are baby boomers I see. Falling for the Nigerian man overseas. No shade to Nigeria. Let's just say another one. Look, I don't care where. Australia, Greenland, I don't care where. Why are they in your inbox? I'm not saying that you're not attractive. I'm saying, like, they don't even know you. Why would they come in your inbox? I get it all the time. Like, I'm on TikTok now. You know how many guys come in my inbox talking about inbox, just in case anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, for my Technology for Seniors crew. It's a virtual mailbox similar to email, but it's like an instant message. So it's similar to email, but it's different. It's kind of like what you would consider a chat room back in the day. I don't know if anybody who's older knows what a chat room is, but I know some of my students don't know, but it's just like a virtual place where people talk. So they'll come in my inbox, or the little message box on TikTok. And recently I seen they talking about, I want to be your sugar daddy and you're so beautiful. First and foremost, all of y'all, men, women, there is, first of all, like they copy and paste these messages. I want you to understand this, okay? When I say copy and paste, they literally take their finger and copy everything they just did and then paste it to like hundreds of different mailboxes to see who's going to bite, who's going to be the fool. You see what I'm saying? And I have seen, especially on TV, and you know it's real because you see it in real life, how people be getting game ran on them. Actually, I know somebody personally who something happened. You'll fall for it thinking that a celebrity wants you. And maybe a celebrity does want you. I don't even want to say that they don't want you, but they won't be asking you for money. They won't be asking you for information like your passwords and your email address. Those things are, and I don't mean to sound sarcastic, those things are important that you protect. Nobody should have your Gmail password. Nobody should have your Cash App login. You could barely give people your Cash tag. Cash App and all these things I'm saying, just in case anybody doesn't recognize it, are electronic ways of making payments to businesses or personally or whatever. So that's the purpose, like I said, if you've been listening to my podcast, of all of my classes, is to educate people in understanding what it looks like when somebody is not flirting with you. They just want your freaking money and they know that you're not up on technology. There have been occasions where people sit there and fall for these things and it's not even who you think it is behind the screen. They got whole TV shows. In fact, let's X out the senior thing, okay? I've seen people in their 30s falling for this foolishness. Is it called? I think it's called 90 Day Bride or whatever it is on TLC. Oh my goodness. The way how some people just, it's ridiculous. Now here go a telltale sign. If they don't refer to you by name, like that's just like, think of it like this back in the day. I'm gonna give my own example. I ain't even gonna say no names. But it was somebody came to my house and I watched this person call like 13, it had to be over 10 different women and use the same script on each woman to get them to blush as he's calling them. I'm glad I got to see that. So I'm not standing in judgment of this individual, but I was in shock because I was like, my goodness, is that how it's done? So that was probably about 15 years ago. So fast forward to right now, we're in 2022. Nothing's changed in regards to people. People are still in general screwed up. Not everybody, but you got some screwed up, ruthless, no conscience having people that's out to get your freaking money. So the only thing that's changed is the delivery method. So while I saw somebody pick up my landline 15 years ago and call all these women, nowadays, all you got to do is go inside people's inbox and just shoot the same message. So if they're saying, hey, baby, I miss you, baby, why are they not calling you by your name? If you was my boo, like my husband, I mean, I don't even think we do pet names, but why are you not calling me by my name? Why is it always baby and I, or little babe, whatever it is? Because, and the reason why I say that, it's nothing wrong with people who use nicknames, but what I'm saying is the guy who I was talking about on 90 Day, I forgot the name of this man. It was a man and, gosh, it was a black guy and the lady was, it was a white lady, but beautiful lady, but he was communicating with a figment of his imagination. They had like a program where you could just pay money and that person, you're paying for that person to have roses, right? So he's paying like $100 for a bouquet of roses. I forgot what part of like Russia this lady was in, allegedly. And then she sends back a picture of roses that she has in her hand on the screen. I mean, think further than this. Did it ever occur to you that it's like hundreds of men thinking that that's their woman and they sending it to them? I'm just saying. And so it's a lot of scams like that. I know eventually we're going to have to teach a class directly on that because I don't want people falling for that stuff. I mean, I get how stupid somebody may feel like, oh, you know, or insecure you may feel when you find out that the person behind the screen don't really want you, or it may not even be who you think it is. But I'd rather teach you in advance so you're not falling for ridiculousness. It's nothing wrong with meeting people face to face. And then also it's dangerous. We're going to do that on next episode because these ain't even supposed to be that long. But the dangers of, you know, what happens when people just meet people online, you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. So before we close out, I want everybody to hold fast. We're going to take another commercial break.
Hey, I'm Itai. I was just on Research Shows podcast, and we had a great conversation about how to utilize YouTube to your own business and entrepreneurs, and how you can reach your audience and sell your products and services through YouTube. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Don't forget, we have these episodes dedicated to seniors daily at noon. We also have weekly episodes in the morning with the morning crew at 6 a.m. on Mondays. And then on Thursdays at 4 p.m., we interview entrepreneurs. So we are always looking for guests, anybody who wants to leave recorded or written comments, or if you're just interested in a collaboration, just go straight to our website, theresearchdepartments.com, and click on Research Shows Podcast. So everybody have a wonderful day on purpose.